Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen, and Susie Lyon joins me. We're looking at things on our big and little screens. Susie, we're launching in with a police drama.
Ooh, hey Kat, I do like a police drama, and I've got a good one for you on Sky Show. This one is called Blue Bloods, and they have released all 10 seasons that are available. So seasons 1 all the way through to 10. And you can catch that on Sky Show, and it's out now.
So we know it's a goodie because it's been renewed for a whole bunch of seasons. In actual fact, season 11 was renewed in 2020. So what is this about? It's been going on for many a year now.
It sure has. So the entire Regan clan are a police family through and through, with the head of the family being the police commissioner and all of the grown-up kids having a role within the police family. There's a detective, there's an assistant district attorney, and a Harvard graduate who turns into a beat cop. So we see the family fiercely and passionately defend their city from crime while navigating the family drama that follows this Irish Catholic cop family, from deaths and corruption to patriotism, loyalty, and love of family. It's got some really big names in it, people like Tom Selleck, Donnie Wahlberg, and Bridget Monaghan. And it's written by the duo that wrote The Sopranos.
Let's have a quick listen. And I obviously, in order to avoid any spoilers, I had to get a little snippet of the trailer for season 1, which is a good few years ago now, but let's check it out.
You've earned the distinction of being the best trained, best prepared police officers in the world. Ready to serve and protect the most vibrant city in the world. Nothing replaces your unwavering sense of right and wrong and your eyes and ears on the street.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good cop drama with its good cop drama music.
Yes, very, very cop sounding, isn't it?
Indeed. Obviously, Tom Selleck has played a variety of different roles.
He sure has. And I actually remember him not from his most famous roles, but as Peter from Three Men and a Baby. He also played Thomas Magnum in Magnum PI, but he was actually cast as somebody very, very famous, but he had to turn it down because of scheduling conflicts with Magnum PI. Can you imagine if Tom Selleck had played Indiana Jones?
Oh, was it Indiana? I thought I was going to go with James Bond, but Indiana Jones.
Well, that moustache, he could have been a good James Bond.
Well, he makes a good cop, that's for sure. That's in Blue Bloods. Seasons 1 to 10 are now on Sky Show. Get ready to binge watch that one. Let's move on to jump over to the cinema, Susie. I can't believe we're doing this.
It's so exciting that we can finally go to the cinema. And this one is coming out next week. It'll be showing from the 12th of May at Cinerama Empire, the Pathé, and any other cinema you want to go to. It is called Ammonite, starring Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan. And this one is about Mary, who lives with her sick mother and spends her days searching for and cleaning fossils, which she finds along the beach near her home. The mother and daughter sell their finds in a tiny little shop in Lyme Regis in Dorset. This is where Mary encounters a man accompanied by his wife, who shows an interest in Mary's work and offers money for a private tour. The man offers Mary more money to care for his depressed wife, and the two women form a bond that alters both of their lives forever. It's loosely based on real-life paleontologist Mary Anning. The love story part of this film is based on speculation and rumor, while Mary was a real and admired fossil hunter in the 1840s.
Let's have a quick listen to that.
My wife, she suffers from melancholia. I want her to walk the shoreline with you, learn from you.
I'm not looking for an apprentice.
I would pay a premium for a private audience.
It's not easy work.
Okay, so dramatization of events, little romance in there as well. This one is out next week.
So there is actually no evidence that the real Mary Anning was straight, but her relationships with women are incredibly intense. We can see that in letters that she wrote to women that she knew. So it's not much of a stretch to make the dramatic choice that the director, Frances Lee, did. He did say on Twitter, after seeing queer history be routinely straightened throughout culture and given a historical figure where there is no evidence whatsoever of a heterosexual relationship, is it not permissible to view that person within another context? So there we go. We've got a little bit of a director's choice of taking these relationships that Mary had with other women and kind of dramatizing them, but also, you know, saying there's not really much of a stretch here to believe that this could be true.
Love it. It's Ammonite. There we go. That one is out next week. Then if we move on to look at the Mitchells versus the Machines, this is an animation.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this one, Kat. This one is on Netflix and it is out now. It is starring the voice talents of Danny McBride, Olivia Colman, who won an Oscar last year, Eric Andre, as well as John Legend and his wife, Chrissy Teigen. And this is directed by Mike Riander on his directorial debut. So what is this one about? Katie Mitchell is about to go to college with aspirations of becoming a filmmaker. And so to squeeze in as much quality time as possible, the parents plan a family road trip. But the trip of the family bonding is quickly interrupted when the world's electronic devices come to life and try to take over the world. Will the Mitchells, with the help of two friendly robots, be able to come together as a functional family in order to save each other and the world?
Who is this one brought to us by? Is it Pixar? By any chance, looks very Pixar.
It looks a bit Pixar, but it isn't. This is a Sony one. So Sony sold the rights to Netflix. It was originally called Connected, but they've changed the name a few times and they've finally settled on The Mitchells versus The Machines.
If you really want to watch this one very intensely, there is a fully developed robot language throughout the film.
Yeah, that's right. There is a whole bunch of hidden jokes. If you are willing to work out the language and trying to translate it. And the director actually took inspiration from The Simpsons freeze frame jokes where, you know, you really need to be paying attention to the newspaper article that they're holding up or the sign that they pass in the car so that you can catch those details. He's really taken inspiration from that and added those sorts of jokes to his film. So it'll be a lot of fun to work all of those ones out.
There is plenty to watch there on the big screen and the little screen. If you would like to hear more from Susie, though, you can check out other podcasts on our website, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Susie, thanks for giving us all the ideas of things to watch this week.
You are welcome, Kat. Enjoy the films.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.